you?
I know. We're working on that with HR. I have to hop into a cultural core meeting. I'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Sorry.
Afternoon, everyone.
I think Grace is gonna lead this, but we'll wait and see if she's able to join.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Yeah, I put her on to lead. However, she did respond to the doodle poll as available, but did not respond to the calendar invite. So I think with 1, 2, 3, 4, we do have quorum. So maybe we'll wait a few minutes and then I'll leave it to you to decide when to move forward.
Yeah, let's just give her a couple minutes, and if she doesn't join, then I'll get us started.
Great. Thanks, Eric. Alicia, the Living Traditions performers have been amazing.
Hey, that's awesome. I was, kind of out of town, had to come back because of some fires that were down south, but didn't make it this weekend. But how did it all go? I saw lots of social media.
Yeah, no, really, really well. I mean, it's just such a mix of sounds and colors and dancing. And yeah, it's really, really great to have them there. So thank you.
I thought the Living Traditions pieces looked great, and talked to your team setting up in the parking lot by Copper Common too, for the filmed pieces, and that looked great as well.
Yeah, great. Do you feel like there was good traffic flow from there, Dee? I know it was a little off the beaten path, but did you feel like it was visible?
When I was there, they were just setting up, and it certainly was going to be high profile for anybody on Broadway. But I wasn't there when they were actually projecting later in the evening. So your team would have to comment on that.
Yeah, I haven't checked in with them yet, but I'm excited to hear how it went.
And I want to say thank you to Matt and his team at the Eccles. I don't know if we've shared with you all. We worked out some ideas that are coming to fruition to not only program in and around the Eccles up on the north end during Open Streets, but inside the lobby at Eccles. So we tried it out for the first time a week and a half ago or so. It worked out great. Their staff has been really, really helpful in counting participants and then those who come in and out of the lobby. And we'll hit it again this Thursday with Start, which is, and they'll be doing some DJs inside the lobby. So we're looking forward to fleshing more of that out in the lobby as the summer goes. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Excited to hopefully get a lot of people headed up to that side of the open streets and keep the lobby busy. But yeah, thank you for all your work, Lucas.
Of course. And I will say too, you know, it's exciting for us to, you know, obviously there's a high concentration of bars and restaurants in certain areas. You know, of course, there's nothing we can do about that, but we are seeing additional folks reach out to us in the Downtown Alliance, such as Keys on Main and some of our businesses on the west side there across from the Eccles, wanting to be more involved. So we're balancing the heat and the sun when we can. So we've moved over to the west side across from the Eccles, and not only are we able to access power and keep our performers safe, but there's some businesses that are augmenting some of their usual programming and bringing some more assets out to the street level. And there's a taco cart, and there'll be a snow cone maker here before too long. So we're excited to see that. And I think that's in direct response of the benefits of the performers that we're programming. So that is really exciting to see.
Hey, Lucas, I just wanted to add too, in our Downtown Alliance board meeting this morning, one of our board members was at dinner Friday night and was walking around, and he began describing one of the activations at Open Streets that none of us had anything to do with, which was great to know that there was sort of spontaneous content erupting. And this was somebody who was handing out kindness coloring books plus coloring pencils and postcards that people could fill out.
That actually was a program that was programmed. We've been working with Baja to get that up and running for like almost three months now. So I'm glad that he liked it.
He loved it. Nobody spoke up in the board meeting. We were all sort of shaking our heads. So I'm glad to know.
I typed it into the chat. I wasn't sure if anyone had seen.
Yeah. I can't read and conduct the meeting at the same time.
It's part of those are those unexpected delights, Dee, that we share with everyone. So we're glad that it kind of came in under the radar and it was an unexpected delight by one of the board members. So that's really, really great to hear.
Why don't we get started? This is a kind of a shorter meeting and I just want to be respectful of everyone's time. So I'm going to start with our anchor location statement and then we'll do a roll call. I, Eric Eganolf, co-chair of the Cultural Core Budget Committee, hereby determine that conducting public meetings at an anchor location presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location. Due to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention social distancing requirements, I find that conducting a meeting at the anchor location constitutes a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the location. While we go around the Zoom room here, I'm Eric Eganolf, co-chair of the Cultural Core Budget Committee representing the city.
Lucas Goodrich, program director of the Blocks.
Sandra Yerkes, operations manager for the Blocks.
Ryan Mack, Downtown Alliance and the Blocks.
Alicia Baca, director of the Salt Lake City Arts Council and contract manager for the city.
Leah Summers, budget committee member representing the county.
Dugga Ekambaram, Salt Lake City representative.
Juana Oluwabi Hufflepuff, Salt Lake City.
Matt Castillo, contract administrator with Salt Lake County Arts and Culture.
Brewer, Downtown Alliance in the Blocks.
All right, I think that's everyone. So our agenda today is really sort of finishing up some business from previous meetings where we didn't have a quorum. The only addition on this is including meeting minutes from that June 1st meeting. So we've got two sets of meeting minutes that Lucas sent out. They're from May 13th. That was the original meeting. And then our follow-up was June 1st. So let's start with the May 13th. Does anyone have any questions or comments on the May 13th meeting minutes? All right, if there are none, can I get a motion to approve those meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the May meeting minutes.
How about a second?
I approve.
Durgis seconds. All in favor of approving the May 13th meeting minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so those are approved. How about the June 1st meeting minutes? This was kind of the follow-up meeting. Does anyone have any questions or comments on those June 1st meeting minutes that Lucas sent out? Can I get a motion to approve those meeting minutes? Any one of you three?
I approve.
I wasn't at that meeting, so I don't feel like I can make a motion.
So Durga, you were. So,
I was there, yeah.
Okay. So we have the motion from Durga. How about a second?
I second.
Well, on a second. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes from the June 1st meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the June 1st meeting minutes are approved. Lucas, are there any public comments that we should be aware of?
No public comments, and everything was posted on the public meeting site and no technical glitches. So we are free to proceed, thankfully.
Do you want to do sort of a quick synopsis of, we sort of took a preliminary vote, which we will need to sort of do that over, but do you want to do a quick synopsis of that, of the year five budget?
Certainly, thanks, Eric. So I will be try to be as brief, but also informative as we roll along. So our year five disbursement request from the city and county will be $500,000 to be divided in equal portions of $250,000 for Salt Lake City and $250,000 for Salt Lake County. We are on track for a $35,000 carryover into year five. A majority of those funds are, well, let me go back. I will preface, we've done some incredible spending and meaningful spending this year to spend down additional carryover dollars from year three and year four. Those carryover dollars existed for a variety of reasons, some out of our hands and some just some underspending. So we're excited that we spent down those dollars and we're able to do it in such a meaningful way, grow marketing, grow market share, increase audiences, as well as increase a lot of our programming with building programs, as well as creating new ones. And the other part of that carryover is our PPP loans, plural, offset some of our personnel and administrative expenses. So that freed up some additional dollars to deploy in programming. So that's what that $35,000 is. And we have divided it, what we feel is really, really well in going into year five to kind of amplify some of our additional programming and marketing and promotions, as well as programs and events. Personnel expenses comes in around $200,000. Again, I always like to remind everyone that our personnel expenses are 80%+ programmatic, meaning that we are the ones actively doing the programs. That's marketing and promotion, that's programs and events, that's, you know, Ryan creating and combing through content that goes out to our constituents, and that's Cassandra driving the box truck and me unloading staging. And then our office administrative expenses come in at $32,000. Our marketing and promotion expenses come in at a robust $200,000. That's actually an increase from last year. So we're excited to continue amplifying that spending. We are continuing to make some tweaks and adjustments with our social media content contractor, and we feel like that's being really fruitful. We're always trying to maximize our value with Love Communications as well. And we're really excited to re-up and kind of reconvene our collaboration with the Salt Lake Tribune. And we will be working with our downtown creative community, our Cultural Core Arts Advisory Committee, and other stakeholders to help us craft what that Salt Lake Tribune coverage looks like in the coming year. Programmatic expenses come in at $103,000. That's a really great and robust mix of large-scale programs and events, some of our signature yearly events such as Last Hurrah, Open Streets, of course, as well as things like Exhibitions on Main and other efforts that serve to increase the number of artists we support, as well as increase the quality and quantity of visual and other performing arts in downtown Salt Lake City within the cultural core.
So we've had some detailed discussions about a lot of those line items, especially in that original meeting in May. Does anyone from the committee have any questions or comments on the year five budget? If there are no questions, can I get a motion to approve the year five budget as it was sent out?
I'll make the motion to approve year five budget.
But a second?
I second.
All in favor of approving the year five budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, well then the year five budget has been approved. And I don't think there's anything else on our agenda for today other than, we've been talking about a retreat and we're still sort of talking about those things, but next meeting,
Yeah, thanks, Eric. You know, we've been working on content and a possible layout for that retreat. We want to be respectful of not only everyone's summer and limited times, or availability, excuse me, but we don't want to let it go too long. So we're still working on that. I will be honest, you know, based on the doodle polls, plural, that we've sent out, availability is limited. And we understand that it's a really busy time, especially as we all transition back into the office and or some kind of hybrid, you know, hybrid meetings. So we're still working on it. I would say in 2 weeks we should know more, and then we'll start sending out doodle polls, probably looking at opening up or offering availability in July and early August, see what happens and see what comes back. But we still think it's very, it would be great to get everyone downtown to those who feel comfortable for a quick walkabout, as well as then a short meeting to discuss specifically goals and metrics that pertain to year five and beyond, and really tying them into the master plan, and within an effort to also make sure that everyone on this committee really owns those goals and metrics and has a solid understanding of, you know, what they want to see reported on specifically throughout the year. You know, I think we've discussed too that we do report on a lot of metrics, and we feel like that's very important for us to have all those metrics that go out to a variety of stakeholders, including this group. But we want to be mindful that this group may have very specific goals that and metrics that are tied to those goals that they want to hear about on a more consistent basis. So I would say July, mid to late July and early August would what we'd be shooting for, Eric.
Yeah, Matt and Felicia and Grace and I have been, we met last week. We even kind of a follow-up this week to kind of flesh that out and decide what's, you know, what should that format be, and what are we after for kind of an extended planning or strategic, you know, sort of retreat style meeting. So probably maybe after our meeting that we have this week, we can get back with you, Lucas, and then see what this all should probably look like. But yeah, we're looking at like a July or early August timeframe.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on anything? If there are none, then we'll adjourn for today. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all very much for the time. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, all.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.